Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. More cattle being accepted into the Certified Angus Beef Program than ever. Mark McCulley explains why in just a moment.
Register now for the 24th Annual No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference, January the 28th and 29th in Wichita, Kansas. This year, featured speakers include Dr. Daphne Miller, Jason Mock, Steve Groff, and Lauren Steinlegge. Pre-conference events include Fundamentals of Soil Health Workshops and Advanced Symposium with John Kemp and Michael Phillips. Early registration discounts are now open. Scholarships are available for women and people of color. Visit www.notill.org for all of the details.
Well, around here, John Deere starts with P&K, and we're proud to be Oklahoma's largest John Deere dealer, with 16 locations in Oklahoma and another two in Arkansas. Our tractor lineup is stacked with capacity and versatility. We've got the largest selection, the lowest industry prices, and top-notch service. It's all a part of the P&K experience. We're changing what it means to really own your John Deere tractor. At P&K, you can afford it. So stop by or visit us online at pkequipment.com. You'll find the tractor you need at the price you want.
It's known as the acceptance rate, and it's been going up. We're talking about the number of cattle qualifying for the Certified Angus Beef Program. The Chief Executive Officer of the Angus Breed Association, Mark McCulley, says better genetics, one of the real keys to this increase in more cattle going into CAB.
Yeah, I think we point to the improvement that we've seen in percent choice, percent prime, definitely in the Certified Angus Beef acceptance rates. Literally 15 years ago that we were under 15%. Today we're over 35%. You know, that kind of advancement in our business, given generation interval and how slow our generations turn on the beef side, that kind of improvement to me just speaks volumes to the power of the tools we have, the adoption of those tools by not only seed stock breeders, but obviously commercial producers that are investing in those genomically tested bulls. And again, I think pointing to Certified Angus Beef brand acceptance rates and our grading is a wonderful place to really document the progress that we've made.
And Mark McCulley believes that the Certified Angus Beef program have given cattle producers a tangible goal to shoot for that allows them to sell their cattle for a premium price.
You know, I think, you know, we've always said Certified Angus Beef is probably one of those great agriculture success stories, because I think it's taken a model of let's focus all the way on the end of our supply chain here. Let's focus on true demand. Let's focus on the consumer. And then let's back up and create a product that is truly pulled through the system.
As for looking down the road, we asked Mark McCulley what his vision is as he tries to lead the Angus Association forward as their top hired hand.
Yeah, I mean, man, I spoke yesterday about my optimism around this business. I'm incredibly optimistic, and I joke about, and I'm reading the same headlines everyone else is about, whether it's fake meat or some of the things that are set out in popular press about agriculture. I'm incredibly optimistic. I think we've woken up as an industry that we realize we've got to engage in this conversation around how we produce our cattle, how we raise our food. I think consumers there's positive message. There's facts that are getting through to them. So I'm incredibly optimistic, and we're going to continue to do that. I think as Angus, we do have the Certified Angus Beef brand, which I think any time you have a brand that powerful, it's a wonderful vehicle to be able to connect with that consumer and continue to build trust with them and assurances around what's going on back in the supply chain. So we'll continue to forge that way. Obviously, on the genetic side, I get very, very excited when we start thinking about the advancements we can make in disease resistance, immune response, fertility, maternal function. You know, the Angus cow has always been a kind of a backbone here of the beef industry, and I think we can. She's awfully good today, but I think we can continue to make her better. We're looking at things at cow longevity and how do we continue to improve feet and legs. Obviously, incorporating genomics, but also encouraging our members to. We're going to keep collecting data to make sure that the tools that we're putting out there are very important and very accurate. We'll continue validating those tools as we go. You know, and I think just big picture, I think about relevance. I think about, you know, what is the role of a breed association 5, 10, 15 years down the road. It's certainly today the role and the relevance of a breed association is not what it was 20 years ago. And so it's just continuing to bring value, continuing to truly understand the industry that we're operating in, not put our head in the sand, not get complacent, and continue to look forward to add value to our members and their customers.
CEO of the American Angus Association, Mark McCulley. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.